This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's been a remarkable 24 hours in the search for the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. From the release of their photos yesterday by the FBI to an overnight shootout and now the lockdown of a major American city. We begin this hour with this audio timeline.
After a very detailed analysis of photo, video, and other evidence, we are releasing photos of these two suspects.
We have just learned that an MIT police officer has been shot and has been taken to the hospital.
Authorities in Massachusetts reported they are closing in on possible suspects in the overnight slaying of a police officer on the campus of MIT, followed by a shooting in nearby Watertown.
There was a shootout with 40 to 50 shots. There was a loud explosion that produced light in the sky. Police saying that the suspects had explosives.
We spent about 10, 15 minutes trying to resuscitate this patient with a number of procedures being done that were unsuccessful.
Suspect one is dead. Suspect two is on the run.
We think we know a couple of things about them. The first is that they're brothers. One is 19. He's surviving. His name is Johar Tsarnaev. He is from Chechnya.
We have an active search going on by tactical teams to locate and apprehend this particular individual. He should be considered armed and dangerous.
We're asking people to shelter in place, to stay indoors with their doors locked.
He put a shame on the Tsarnaev family, Tsarnaev's family. He put a shame on the entire Chechen ethnicity. Turn yourself in.
We are progressing through this neighborhood, going door to door, street to street. We do not have any development to tell you in terms of that search up there. There has been no apprehension at this point.
No apprehension yet of 19-year-old Johar Tsarnaev. It was his older brother, Tamerlan, who was killed in that Watertown shootout early this morning. The brothers are accused of planting two bombs in backpacks along the marathon route on Monday, bombs that killed three and wounded some 176 people.